The sky came alive at 4 a.m. as I stood shivering on my balcony. It was glowing yellow, then orange, fading to an almost pale pink. It was unreal. There were bombs banging away on every side of me, NATO jets thundering away overhead, shaking the windows, and it felt perfectly safe, providing they didn't miss. We had just been woken by the sudden strange pounding of thudding aircraft bombs as a series of rapid explosions came from north of Sarajevo's front line. The first wave of warplanes had arrived just after 2 a.m. as the city waited with bated breath. For 45 minutes, the hum of aircraft filled the city and then died down. The rumor spread. Something, somewhere, was hit, but nobody'd heard a blast. Then, shortly before 4 a.m. local time, the planes returned, the screech of jets mingling this time with the din of propeller aircraft. A cacophony of explosions followed. We are so used to the familiar crash of mortars and artillery shells, but this is very different, almost like an enormous garage door being slammed. We go outside to look. It is like the most bizarre firework night or the film set of some wartime B-movie. Beautiful! It's just beautiful, says a neighbour, 54-year-old Kemal Korik. First you see a burst of fire on one side and then on the other. It's fantastic. As the warplanes roar overhead, I watch a porter from the destroyed Yunis office tower scamper to the middle of the street and dare Serb snipers on the hillside to fire. Why don't you come out now, you Chetnik bastards, he screams. Why don't you come out and shoot me now?